Welcome back, folks. Get a grip on lighting. On today's show, we have part two of our two-part series with Mr. Randy Reed of the Edison Report. What did we discuss? We discussed Li-Fi. Li-Fi is internet over light, light fidelity, Li-Fi. So we discussed one-way Li-Fi, two-way Li-Fi, and the pros and cons, the matrix, all that great stuff that you love about the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. So if you're into internet connectivity, lighting, internet, IoT, this is a good show for you. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Kurtzon Lighting, specification grade. Go to KURTZON.com, Greg, Kurtzon.com.
And if you go there, you'll notice if you looked in the past that they have a new website up and running. And on this new website, there's some awesome features. One is a payback calculator that you can type in what you're doing, you know, the basic paybacks that you always see in terms of energy savings. But it also helps you with the rebates. You can type in the zip code, your utility, helping with the rebate and calculating a payback. So check that out. And in addition, they have some great new products that are tunable white fixtures for behavioral health. They have an LED basket troffer and then just a normal LED troffer with a flat lens. So what they can do is tune anywhere from 27K up to 65K and has dimming and everything you need. And perfect for behavioral health. Kurtzon does it again with a great product.
You know, and there, you know what? A lot of guys are coming out with tunable from 3,000K. I think tunable for 2,700K is really where it needs to be, Greg. So good to hear that Kurtzon's ahead of the game again. Go to Kurtzon.com. That's KURTZON.com, baby, specification grade. And of course, this episode and every episode of the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast, Get a Grip on Lighting podcast, is sponsored by the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors. We're going to Reno. When are we going to Reno, Greggy?
April 13th through the 17th. I think that's what we decided on. 18th?
Something like that. We're going to roll in hot. Yeah. And we're going to be recording there. The Get a Grip on Lighting guys are going to be there. All our friends from the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors are going to be there. So check it out. But for right now, let's talk some Li-Fi with Mr. Edison Report, Randy Reed.
Greg, we're in Tennessee. Who are we here to see?
We're here to see Randy Reed. This is our, number three with you?
Yes, third one. I'm honored. And I'm honored that you would come to Nashville.
Of course.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
We appreciate you letting us come down and talk to you, Randy. As usual, we're here with you to take a look down the road. You know, a lot of times we're looking back on this show. A lot of times we're speaking with people. We're trying to figure out the research. When we're with you, we're always speculating on what's coming next. What do you think's coming next in this industry?
Well, I'm a big proponent of Li-Fi, and I'm personally investing heavily in Li-Fi, and I think it can revolutionize the industry, and here's why. 4, 5, 8 years ago, many people retrofitted to LED, right? And they're done. There's no maintenance. They're done for another 10 to 15 years. With Li-Fi, now it's another reason to go ahead and retrofit today.
Tell me why you're talking about that. I don't see it yet.
There are two types of Li-Fi. The first type that more people are familiar with is omnidirectional. That's two-way Li-Fi. This is where we get our internet. Mm. We can send the data and we can receive data. So we can surf the internet at speeds greater than Wi-Fi, and it's more secure than Wi-Fi. I'm going to come back to that. So that's the first type of Li-Fi. The second type of Li-Fi is what we call omnidirectional. It's one-way Li-Fi. This is where we can only receive data, but we can't send data.
Okay.
And we're seeing more and more of that right now. So why don't I talk about the two-way, first of all?
Well, I get the two-way, so two-way is like a faster internet signal.
Right.
That has yet to be adopted in the infrastructure.
Correct. Yet to be adopted. Philips has, I believe, projects in over 20 countries across the world.
Li-Fi
projects. Signify. Okay. So Signify is really leading worldwide.
Has any been in the U.S.? Sorry.
I don't know. To my knowledge, no, but I don't know. More of it in Europe, most of it in France.
Why?
France. Well, that's interesting. I asked the same question. Why is there so much Li-Fi in France? And many companies are based in France. The Global Li-Fi Congress last year was there. It's going to be in 2019, in June, it'll be in France. Why France? Apparently, Li-Fi takes a lot of mathematics. Okay?
Okay.
And the French are known for mathematics.
Says who?
I didn't really know. Says the French. Says the French. But they've got the awards to prove it. So they win the Nobel Awards in mathematics quite frequently. They have some of the greatest mathematic universities in the world.
Sure.
And people go there to study mathematics. And there's a lot of mathematics required with Li-Fi because of the many algorithms. And they excel at that. And that's why there's so much of it in France.
I think it's more likely that government money is being poured into it by the French government. That would be my suspicion. And with the banner of, we're good at math, here's the government money to prove it.
Well, they're doing it.
So, but how do we make money off it, right?
Okay, here's how we make money. Is first thing is we can sell new fixtures and new construction, where you can receive your...
I get new construction.
Okay, and retrofit. Okay?
Come on.
So, retrofit, sure. So, think about my office right now. Sure. Right now, I'm getting Wi-Fi, and it's going through various walls, and it's relatively slow, and I've got 4 computers in my office, 2 phones, an iPad, my watch, and probably several other things I can't even think of.
I'll give you an example.
And so we're running out of bandwidth. And with Li-Fi, the bandwidth is about 10,000 times greater than with Wi-Fi.
So it's a bandwidth.
So it's 1,000,000% better.
If you did that calculation in your head much faster than I can, but yes.
Okay. So, but here's the thing. Okay, so for example...
See, mathematics, he must be French.
He's Canadian, so close.
I don't speak French, but I speak English pretty good. So here's the thing I'm thinking in my head. So you have this Li-Fi situation where you are trying to sell the product based on superior internet access. I get that.
Speed.
Right? Speed of internet.
That's what the
So we is. Know there's issues with Wi-Fi. For example, if Greg and I want to live stream from the NED convention in Palm Springs or whatever, Colorado Springs or wherever the heck it is they want us to live stream from, I told them we need a wired internet connection.
Right.
Like, no, we have Wi-Fi. No. We need a wired internet connection, period, end of the story. There's no Wi-Fi allowed. And when we do shows with the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast, we request that the person not be on Wi-Fi because the signal is unstable. So you're saying that Li-Fi eliminates the instability issues with Wi-Fi? Because Wi-Fi can be hyper fast. It's just unstable, Randy.
Correct. We're very stable. Much more stable than Wi-Fi. And we're much more secure than Wi-Fi. For example, you pulled up today in your car.
No, Uber.
Uber.
It wasn't our
so
car.
So you could have sat in your Uber and you could have received my signal and you could have hacked into my system, right? Just from the car without ever even entering my building. With Li-Fi, you got to at least break in the building and sit underneath the light.
Mm.
So think about military applications, right? Security.
Yep.
What makes you think that DARPA doesn't already have Li-Fi?
Who?
DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research, whatever that thing is.
I know about DARPA. To my knowledge, they don't. They very well could have it, but... That's
like maybe they're already using it.
We want to make it commercially available.
Yeah, okay. So I'm a big proponent. A lot of people say I'm a proponent of privacy. I'm a secrecy proponent, actually. I go above that. I think people have the right to secrecy, not just privacy. Privacy means other people can know, but they should be told not to tell.
All right.
Secrecy means you're not allowed to know. And if you know, you're a criminal. You understand what I'm saying?
I do see the difference.
Right? So there's like a huge difference between privacy and secrecy. Secrecy is other people are allowed to know, but they're obliged not to tell. That's a problem for me.
Right? Because there's a weak link there.
Yeah, that's right.
If they don't know, there's no weak link.
Right. So no, the weak link is that, who released the information? Well, we know that 100 people know, but we don't know which one released. Secrecy is the other way around. So when everything's secret, if you have the right to secrecy or the right to bear arms, the right to secrecy, then the obligation is on the person to keep the secret. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes,
right?
It does.
So I'm a huge proponent
of
secrecy.
So we're going to help with that.
So we got to always loop this to the show back when I get crazy.
So we're going to help with that.
So do you have to be underneath? You said you have to be underneath the light. Do you have to have it on?
Yes. Yes, today you do. Now, I'm working with one company, and again, our technology, we haven't developed at all.
So, let me ask you this. Do you need to be able to see visual light in order to have the Wi-Fi signal?
Today you do.
Okay.
Next year you won't, because they're going to be able to do it through infrared.
Hmm.
Okay, you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Through infrared. So right now it comes from the light. So you're going to have a light just much like this. Well, in the future, maybe you have something in the ceiling that looks like a smoke detector. Something very small, and it's emitting infrared.
Looks like an occupancy sensor.
Yeah, it's emitting infrared.
This is an odd question, but it just hit me. What if you dim the fixture? Does the signal drop with the dim?
No, shouldn't drop as long as you have enough light. You've got to have enough light to receive it. And it doesn't quite have to be direct. I mean, you can get some indirect light. We've done an indirect, and you still can see it.
But every fixture that has Li-Fi will have the same signal strength.
Yes.
There's going to be no variant.
That's correct.
On type.
That's correct. Okay. Now think about 5G, right? Yeah. 5G is coming, and I read everything I can on 5G. And I don't think anybody really has figured out exactly how they're going to do that last mile. For example, on all of your devices, will you subscribe through Verizon on every single device you have for 5G? It's going to be very expensive. Mm-hmm. Will you have 5G coming into your home? Okay, which is very fast, and then you're going to use Wi-Fi to get it from the 5G signal to your devices. So you're paying for all this speed, and that Wi-Fi is going to slow it down.
That's like
so. We think we can do the last mile.
Is 5G fiber optic?
No. Totally different. So 5G. Right now we're 4G.
Right.
We're 4G, and on top of your
wireless.
Right. 4G wireless on top of your hotel is a huge antenna.
Sure.
Between here and my house, there are 6 antennas, okay? And they even decorate some of them to try to look like trees because they're so big and they're so ugly. Well, with 5G, these things are going to be maybe in the downtown areas, maybe every 200 feet apart.
Sure.
They're going to be...
Keep going.
They're going to be very, very close.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's going to be expensive because you're going to have all this infrastructure. So you have a lot more antennas, if you will, probably 5 or 10 times more antennas with 5G, but it's going to deliver much greater speed.
I have such a rabbit hole I could go down with in so many directions about this equipment and wireless and everything else, but tell me this, with the Li-Fi, is this a lighting industry play? Or are we just a bunch of light bulb jockeys that have no chance?
It's a great point, Michael. It doesn't have to be, but are we going to lead, or are we going to follow? Are we going to let the...
I might get out of the way.
No, I want to lead. I want to lead. And we want the light industry to lead.
I'm scared.
We don't want to be dependent on Google, on Apple, on Verizon, and all these
I don't
want to
fight those guys.
We don't want to fight them. Let's work together with them.
So do you think this Li-Fi technology is something that can be retrofitted into a fixture?
Yes, absolutely. The demonstration that I've got here is the one-way Li-Fi, which we'll discuss in a minute. Mm-hmm. But we can actually take the modules and we can put them in almost any fixtures. We put them between the driver and the LEDs. And what we're doing is we're modulating those LEDs. Okay?
Okay.
We're sending the signal, the zeros and ones, using modulation.
So if you went into a facility, like let's say your office here has 2x2 flat panels.
Correct.
They're already LED.
Correct.
What do I sell you now?
We would sell the module. Sell the module. And then, of course, the labor to retrofit the module.
And how do you
Now that's that, this is, again, for one-way Li-Fi. If we're going two-way Li-Fi in a retrofit, it's a little more difficult because now we have to get an Ethernet cable to the fixture.
Okay.
And this is kind of the drawback to the retrofit.
Yes.
Do we want to put Ethernet cables where we already have power? So
We could just put a Wi-Fi signal on the...
It'd be much slower.
I'm trying to think
here. And people can steal it.
I'm trying to think here. So this is our issue, and we're going to change gears here in a minute.
Okay.
But this is our issue with PoE. So running that Ethernet cable, either that's supplying power to the fixture, or that's controlling the fixture, now it's delivering an Internet signal in a retrofit scenario. I don't know, Randy.
Okay. So for two-way Li-Fi, it's a harder sell. Because now you've got to run the Ethernet cable.
Mm-hmm.
For one way, you don't have to. And right now, I'm focusing...
What are you going to do with one way?
Okay, with one way, you're going to be in a museum. And you're going to see Starry Night. You're going to see the Mona Lisa. And you're going to see a Rembrandt painting.
Okay.
You're going to take your phone. And you're going to... The light's going to capture... your phone's going to capture the light. It's going to capture the data. And then you're going to see everything you want about this Rembrandt painting. Everything you want about the Mona Lisa, right on your phone. With the two-way Li-Fi that we showed you at Light Fair, you need a receiver. Remember?
Right.
You've got to have that receiver into your laptop or into your iPad. Right. Nobody wants a 3-inch dongle sticking out of their computer,
sure.
Right? And that's the real issue. That's why it hasn't really taken off. With one-way Li-Fi, you use the optical sensor in your phone to receive the signal. So now, I don't have to add anything to my phone.
You know what's so weird?
I just take my phone, put it under the light, and I get the data.
Yeah, you know
it's
what's...
that simple.
You know what's so
one
weird
way.
About all this stuff? It's like, you listen to, like, SLG Laser came on the podcast, right? Remember,
sorry,
remember we called it filling the gaps with lasers.
Yep.
Because LED can do so many different things, but there's these gaps in LED.
Right.
That they can't do anything, and they can't fix something, or they can't get it right, and the laser is going to fill that gap. And I'm wondering to myself, like, is Li-Fi a gap or is it a game changer? I think it's a gap filler.
Once the receivers,
like, hang on a second,
built
here,
in.
Because on my phone I have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and near field communication. Near field communication was revolutionary too, 10 years ago, Randy. You're going to have your near field communication. All this sort of stuff. I think Li-Fi could just end up being another niche.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Li-Fi will ever replace Wi-Fi. For example, on my iPad, I have cellular, okay? But I always use Wi-Fi because Wi-Fi is faster, right?
It's
but
cheaper,
But I don't always have Wi-Fi. So when I don't have Wi-Fi, I go to cellular.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Li-Fi, I'll always use Li-Fi because it's faster and it's more secure. But I won't have Li-Fi everywhere. So then I'll go to Wi-Fi. But I won't have Wi-Fi everywhere. Then I'm back to cellular.
Well,
so it's
why,
an option.
Why is Li-Fi more secure? Why?
Well, because you have to be under the light.
Right, but it's not more secure in terms of other people monitoring it. Because are we going to go down this road?
Sounds like you're starting.
I don't know what road you're going.
The Matrix.
Down.
Li-Fi is the true Matrix. Why? Okay, so if the light is the zero and ones.
Right.
What's stopping us from measuring the distance of the light until it hits the object and knowing what's there and becoming more and more precise with that? Facial recognition. So you don't even have to log in. You're just in the internet. Like, if this was a Li-Fi light fixture right here, we would be in the Matrix.
Correct.
100% in the Matrix. Like, the internet is just flowing down. What do we need this for? We don't need anything. We're just feeding the signal of our voices. What is to stop the zero and the ones from just knowing that this is Michael Colligan's face? This is Randy Reed's face. That's Greg Eric's face. Like, when, I feel like Li-Fi is the ultimate insecurity to me. And I'm just like, no, I shouldn't say that. When I put my conspiracy theory hat on fully down,
right.
I feel like Li-Fi is the Matrix.
Well, I mean, your conspiracy theory, I mean, look at this. China has 200 million cameras through the country.
Maybe more.
And their goal is to get to 600 million cameras in China.
They have whole regions.
So when you look at that, you look at the whole Big Brother thing, and I don't know if what we're doing in 50 years from now will be good or bad.
I read a book called, it was a German book called, it's basically the English translation is Disenchanting the Night, the History of Light. Okay? That's a lot better. What happened? Something turned off back there.
HVAC.
HVAC. Son of a gun. That's why you need the mics. Damn it. Okay. So it was called Disenchanting the Night. Great book. It was the history of artificial light. Right? And artificial light was the first that basically allowed the French Revolution to happen. Because people could find people at night. They could go around with torches and look around. And artificial light was the beginning of modern security.
So torches are considered artificial light?
Yeah, for sure. Anything that aids human sight at night.
Okay.
Right? And then we get into, you know, Thomas Edison comes along and invents the light bulb. And next thing you know, you got prison yards. Right? And you got the, you know, like... So the dawning of modern security is really... artificial lighting. Being able to light streets at night makes them safe.
Right.
There's no dark alleys anymore. There's nowhere you can go where you can't be seen. The authorities can't see you and this sort of stuff. And it's interesting to me that the dawn of real surveillance by the state on the internet is going to come from lighting again. That's mind-blowing to me, man.
I do think it is. I do think it is.
Like, and not only is it going to come from lighting... But so it's like there's, and the Matrix has two parts, and people confuse them. There's the Matrix where we have Big Brother, which is our own state watching us. And then we have hostile nation states, which are using our technology to spy on us.
Okay.
Right? So the Matrix has two angles. So China can use, which where all the LEDs are made, can use lighting to spy on America. And America can use LED lighting to spy on Americans. Well, why does everyone want to spy on Americans? What is it about you guys?
And then Facebook has some sort of camera now that just, it's like Alexa or Amazon Echo, but it's a camera and it just captures everything in your home.
Oh, God.
Now, I don't quite understand who would want that, but I just saw that that's coming.
Well, I'm not even going to say it. I can't even say it. It's so crazy because it doesn't belong in a lighting show. I do my own podcast. No, we'll talk about it there. But Greg, bring it back to lighting for us, buddy.
I was going to go back to Wi-Fi.
Please. Please.
So when we're talking about Wi-Fi, I had a point, sorry.
Bring it back to lighting.
Just how you're actually going to be able to sell it. So I know we talked a little bit about that, but in a typical office environment, why does internet
speed? I don't see the security sell, Greg. Do you?
Well, sorry, I don't think it's security. It was about speed.
But let's back up. Why don't you see the security? So I'm retired military, right? Lieutenant Colonel. I was on active duty for Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Sure.
And there were rooms and buildings. We could not take a laptop. We couldn't take a phone. We couldn't take an iPad. We couldn't take anything in.
I get it.
Okay?
It depends
and
on,
there was no wireless.
Right.
There was computer.
So if you're the government, it's secure.
Yes.
If you're not the government, you're in the same boat as Wi-Fi.
So I'm a big company and I've got a lot of IP. And
Lockheed Martin is unplugged. Lockheed Martin has no internet, I guarantee you. In their building, they have an internal internet.
Okay.
And then
which is all plugged.
Right. Uh-oh. And then but there's no external internet at Lockheed Martin.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
I guarantee.
Okay.
You.
So when I would go and
there's no
the,
way
the,
to get
the top,
something out of there
the
over
the top, the Tactical Operations Center. Every computer, there were no laptops. Every computer was a desktop, and they're all hardwired. So as far as collaboration, you don't just go in a conference room and collaborate because you've got to bring your computer
with
you.
This is the U.S. Army, son.
So I think there's big opportunities there.
Really?
And armies across the world now, especially the French
institutional
Army, are doing it, are doing Li-Fi right now.
I almost joined
because
the French Foreign
Legion. It gives them wireless. It gives them wireless. Hospitals.
What?
Hospitals
in
have
the
trouble.
Field, you're talking about field wireless too? With you shine a light onto like in the field?
They're not doing that yet to my knowledge, but they could do that. Cars. Vehicle to vehicle transmission.
Mm.
Okay? Headlights to tell the issue with the cars talking to each other is the latency. Right now I have something in my car called LiDAR, right? Which is like radar but with lasers. So it tells me a car is coming over towards me, or if I'm changing lanes, it will beep at me if there's an object over there. But what it's doing, it is sensing that object. Well, the car in front of me is braking. So eventually I'll get a warning if it brakes hard enough, right? Because my car with LiDAR sees that car stopping.
You're saying that light's going to do that too.
I'm saying that what if the cars could talk to each other? So instead of me seeing that car brake, that car tells my car, I'm getting ready to brake in 3 seconds.
That's one-way LiDAR,
in two
too.
Seconds. In 1 second.
That's actually two one-way LiDARs. What it is, the each car on its trunk has a LiDAR signal in its front, and each car is just sending a one-way LiDAR signal that I'm stopping.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't
I'm stopping. But what if it says before?
I'm going.
Before
yeah.
I'm stopping.
Yes,
and it lets
course.
People know before they're stopping.
Yes.
Or I'm going to go ahead. You don't need to pass me because I'm getting off on this exit.
Yes, but that's filling the gaps with LiDAR, with Li-Fi still.
With Li-Fi.
Go ahead, Greg.
So
go
I
ahead.
Guess the question.
He's looking at me like, go
before
back.
Before he can
my
jump
phones.
Back and get on security, is Li-Fi for everyone? Or will it be for everyone?
It's a great question. I don't know why it would not be for everyone. I don't know why it would not be.
Because what I'm thinking about specifically is take even my office. I sell lighting, obviously, but if somebody came into my office and said, hey, you already have LED, but let's change it so you get faster internet, I would probably say I don't care.
Okay.
Is that
But with what you do, with Get a Grip, wouldn't you care?
Well, that,
is it
that
speed
might help.
Important? Is
yeah,
it speed
I don't know
really
if it's important enough depending on the price. So like, where is the payoff? Why is
okay,
faster
well,
internet worth?
Let's talk about latency.
Okay.
One of the problems with Wi-Fi is latency, and it's the speed. So if we're doing the virtual reality, there's a latency issue, right? There's a pause, there's a lag before we get it. Now, with Li-Fi, there would be no lag. So it really opens up the door to virtual reality. It opens up many doors because there is no lag. And it gets back to those cars. Those cars, they could communicate with Wi-Fi, but there's a latency. So if you have latency of half a second, you can die.
So you're not going to be able to necessarily define a payback per customer on Li-Fi.
Maybe through productivity. Okay. Maybe through productivity.
Do you think that'll ever be a sale in lighting, productivity?
Well, for 40 years, we've been trying to equate productivity and lighting, right? and some people claim it, that they can see productivity with lighting. I've looked at some of those studies. I don't know that we're at the stage we can improve productivity, but I will just tell you, in my office, when I took out the 4,200 Kelvin fluorescent troffers,
yep,
and I put in the LED, I want to say that my productivity went up because I just feel so much better in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks so much better. I feel so much better.
Yep. What's so interesting is that the whole productivity thing. What I love about this show is that you're sitting with two guys that spent the last 15 years of their career sitting in front of end user customers, telling them why they should upgrade, and then keeping their word.
And it was mainly energy. It was mainly energy,
right?
Was the
reason. So we're naturally suspicious. But here's the funny thing. So you look at the whole Li-Fi situation. You're looking at it. I think, whether it's connectivity or whatever, what is the play to implant this into the fixture? Is it just a module that you then sell to other luminaire manufacturers that becomes the base insert, like Intel? Just the chips. Okay. Just the chips. Right? Okay. All we sell is the little piece that, whatever. And our profit margin is 10,000, 1,000,000% on this piece of sand. We sell you a piece of sand.
Right.
It's a piece of sand. It's a very special piece of sand. But, we sell you those for $1,000 each.
But for years, we talked about lighting as a service. What about Li-Fi as a service?
Mm.
Maybe Li-Fi can be the tipping point to make lighting as a service work. Now I'll provide you your lighting and your high-speed internet.
I think you hit the nail on the head with the one-way, because everything makes so much sense on the one-way receptor. Is that you have this one-way receiver and the one-way whatever, and the one-way sender, whatever it is.
It's already built into your phone.
Yeah,
you don't have to do a thing.
I can send a one-way message to Greg. He can receive a one-way message if he wants. Right? To me, institutionally, municipally, that makes so much sense. You walk under a street light in the city and you say, "Tell me where I am."
Tell me where I am and tell me why it's important.
Where is public transportation?
A park doesn't want to put out 20 signs explaining the history of this park. Nobody wants to see those signs. Sure. But now you get it on your phone.
Yeah, the one-way Li-Fi is such a no-brainer.
And I'm
niche.
About to demonstrate that to you in a few minutes.
Ooh, I'm excited about that, actually. So the one-way Li-Fi is like total, just like SLG laser. As soon as I heard the idea, I thought, no-brainer. But I don't know if it's going to end the history of everything. It's like Wi-Fi, Li-Fi, Bluetooth, Xing Chong, Ding Dong, Ping Pong.
One-way Li-Fi is the start of Li-Fi.
Ooh.
Because we can do it today and it makes sense.
What
I acknowledge that two-way Li-Fi is probably a couple years away.
Hmm.
Okay, we're probably a couple years away from really starting to hit that hard. And it will never really happen until the receivers are built into our laptops and built into our iPads. When that happens, that's when it's going to be great. Now, our friends at Apple, they're my friends.
Are they friends?
Yeah, they're my friends. Because you should like Apple, because Apple protects privacy. They protect privacy much more than most of the Silicon Valley companies. Apple has already loaded the Li-Fi drivers into their iOS. So that's great, right? But they did it in 2016.
Okay.
Now, what have they done since 2016? Not a damn thing that I know of.
So
that's bad.
It is a driver. The Li-Fi component, what makes something Li-Fi is a specific...
Well, no, it's hardware and software.
Okay.
Yep. So we source the hardware.
Yep.
You plug it in your computer, it's not going to work. You got to have the software or the driver. So when I say driver, I mean the software.
Sure, yep.
Okay. Great point. Mm-hmm. When that happens, when it's built in, guys, this is when it's going to take off. And this is why we at Lumificient think we're well positioned, because we won an award from Light Fair. We were very honored to win an award for LifeEye at Light Fair. And then the IES annual conference gave us a progress report award.
Awesome. So, okay, so that's, so we would like to say that this episode of the podcast is sponsored by Lumificient.
As he puts me on the spot here.
So now what we're going to do is, this is all edible, of course, you know that.
I do. Usual.
So, you know, we don't grant that to everybody, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Only to friends. Mm-hmm. But the, you know, let's change gears. I think it's a good time to do maybe another show, Greg. What do you think? That's a Li-Fi show? Mm-hmm. Let's just start fresh.
We should demo
a lot. Oh, yeah. Why don't we stop and do the demo, and then you'll understand it a lot better once you see it.
Yeah, and then we will keep it going.
Li-Fi. So you're in our lab now, so I apologize about the mess, but we have a lot of fun here. So let's take our iPhone, and we're going to put it in front of the light, and we're going to receive the signal from that light, and we receive Rembrandt.
Hello, Rembrandt.
We come over here to another painting, and we've got our light, and it's the Mona Lisa.
It's pretty cool.
We come over here to Starry Night, and now we have Starry Night. Well, I want to go back to the Mona Lisa, because I didn't quite understand all that. So we'll go back to the Mona Lisa.
Huh.
No, let's go back to Starry Night. I like Starry Night. Van Gogh. Okay? So that's one thing you can do. Another,
that's pretty sick.
Another thing you can do is, let's say that you're sick. In a museum.
This is, hang on a second. This is one-way Li-Fi.
Correct.
Very interesting. So one-way
We're
Li-Fi.
In a museum. Now we go to our Rembrandt, and we can have kind of a PowerPoint that explains about Rembrandt. It explains about other paintings that he has done. We'll come back to the Mona Lisa, and now we can see kind of an outline, if you will, on the Mona Lisa and different paintings that Leonardo da Vinci has. The Mona Lisa was stolen, and it tells us about the Mona Lisa being stolen. Or we come over here to Starry Night, and we can get kind of a PowerPoint, if you will, about all the information.
1889, about a year prior to his death.
That's awesome.
Let's come over here to the Mona Lisa.
It's been acquired by the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. The oil and canvas painting.
Okay.
The Mona Lisa is an oil painting on wood, measuring 77 by 53 centimeters.
And now we're going to...
Painted by Leonardo da Vinci.
We're going to come over here and see Rembrandt.
Between 1503 and 1506, though the artist made changes to it almost up to his death.
Okay.
Rembrandt van Rijn.
Okay. You know what's interesting? Is like, I feel like I'm watching the first time this has been demoed to anybody, and you're looking at the transmission of light, internet over light. Like, this video is coming from the light and playing on that iPad.
The Mona Lisa is a wild stuff, man. Wood, measuring 77 by 50.
And it's a one-way signal, which means that you don't have to send information back.
So,
Kurtz on lighting. Go to KURTZON.com, baby, Kurtzon.com for specification grade. Greg, what are you saying about Kurtzon?
Well, when Kurtzon does something as we know it, they do it right. They just did a new website, and they've got some awesome features on it, including a payback calculator that does a little more than your average payback calculator. It helps with rebates, figuring out a full report, so check that out for sure. And then they have some new product that is tunable white fixtures for behavioral health. They have an LED center basket and then a standard LED fixture, lay-in fixture. 27K up to 65K dimmable, perfect for that application. Kurtzon does it again.
2700K to 65K?
Yep.
That's a range, bro.
Let's do it.
So go to KURTZON.com, baby. That's Kurtzon.com. And, of course, our friends at the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors, NAILD.org. Join us. Come to Reno. Reno in April. That's right. The convention is on. Special deal. If you sign up for the convention and pay your fee, you get your first year membership free. That's right. NAILD.org. Talk to Greta down at the Nailed office. She'll take care of you. Greg, are you skeptical about this Li-Fi thing?
I think the potential of it being there is cool. Whether it's going to be something that makes sense for every application as we asked them, I'm not sure. But I like the idea of it. Let's go with it and see what comes of it for sure.
You know, I look at Li-Fi and that's what the Matrix thing occurred to me was because of Li-Fi. But, you know, we're going to go to that conference in Paris and we're going to record a few podcasts there. And I want to see, like, you know, what are these people that really understand Wi-Fi? That one-way stuff was really interesting to me. Like when you're in a museum and stuff like that. But that's very niche and very, like, and then all smartphones have to be built with a Li-Fi receiver in it and stuff like that. I don't know if that's going to fly. But the two-way Li-Fi, if it's actually faster and cheaper and more secure, it should take over, don't you think?
It should. Let's see if it comes to that. But yeah, it would make sense if it did.
So anyway, thank you for listening, folks. We're always very honored that you download our show, write reviews, and listen to us. And sometimes we don't know why, but thanks anyway.
Written on the rectory wall, there's a sign there for all. You are lost, the Lord is there to find you.